Hi guys, welcome back to the Seriously Not Serious podcast, or welcome if you're new. I'm Gabby.
And I'm Julia.
And in today's episode, we're going to be talking to you guys all about our perfect morning routines, and hopefully you guys can maybe get inspired, add new habits to yours, or just like get motivated to make your morning routine more enjoyable.
Yes.
But before we get into the episode, we have our segments and we have to talk about our weeks. So, Julia, you can start with yours.
Okay. My week was pretty boring. I spent the entire week working on a project for my digital art class. I'm still not done. It's taking hours and hours and hours. But I'm enjoying because it's drawing. So it's not that bad. It's just very time consuming. But that's okay. If I don't get an A on this, I'm gonna be pissed. But that's not gonna happen because the amount of effort I put into this is another level. I don't think I've ever put in so much effort into a project. And then the best, maybe not the best part of the week, but one of the best parts of the week is I have my schedule for spring semester, and I'm obsessed. I don't have classes Friday, which is a blessing. I love it.
Yeah.
And Monday and Wednesday, I have one class from 3 to 4:50. And yeah, and Tuesday, Thursday, I have three classes, and then all the rest of my classes are online and asynchronous, so I don't actually have a time to like be on Zoom or watch a class, which is great. I'm so excited. I'm so excited that I don't have to wake up early. Or like, not, the problem isn't waking up early. The problem is being in class early. So I'm really excited that I won't have to do that next semester. And today I went back to running for the first time after like 2 weeks because I was sick. I just ran on the treadmill today because it's freaking freezing outside. So yeah, I ran on the treadmill and I was really proud of myself because I did like one of my best timings. But just like a short run, I did 3 kilometers, which is good since I'm coming back.
Yeah.
And then this weekend, I was just like taking it slow and chilling, working on my project. So yeah, and I'm really looking forward to Thanksgiving break, which is coming up this week. I basically don't have classes tomorrow, which is Monday, because all my professors cancel classes. So that's amazing. So an extra day to do whatever I want to do. Love.
Are you doing anything for Thanksgiving break?
Yes, I'm going to my cousin's house again in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Love. Okay. My week was kind of different this time. I had classes normally on Monday, and the other days were like events. There weren't really any classes. On Wednesday, we had a holiday, so I didn't have classes
again.
Yeah.
Bro, you have a holiday every, like every 2 weeks, you have a holiday.
Pretty much. And then because Wednesday we had a holiday, on Tuesday I actually went out with my friends from college, and it was super fun. Just a good time, and I was glad that I had the opportunity to go out with them. On Friday I got my haircut, which is great. We love some self-esteem boost.
Love. And it looks really good.
Thanks. I didn't do anything on Friday, so I just stayed at home. And then on Saturday morning, I went to a yoga class with my friends from college. It was
I'm jealous.
So much fun. It was like a hip-hop yoga, and it was like the best. It was super hard, but I love just like health-related activities in outings, and also it's just great to like challenge your body. I love it. So it was so much fun. Didn't do anything on Saturday night. Stayed at home as per usual because I don't have anyone to go out with. Today, also didn't do anything, just read. And I'm officially starting to study for my tests that start on December 1st. But I'm already starting
Ooh,
to study for
working
them because,
ahead.
yeah,
Good.
there's a lot of things to study and a lot of things to learn. And I'm just like taking care of my future self because otherwise I'll probably have a panic attack. So, yay for that.
Yay for that. Since you mentioned reading, I really want to get back into it. Like, I know I've been saying this the whole year, but it's true.
Yeah.
Like, I miss it. I miss it so much. I just have to finish watching Gilmore Girls so I can focus on reading. Because if I'm watching a show, then I'm watching a show. Like, that's what I'm going to do before I go to bed. Anyway, but I miss it and I want to get back to
Yeah.
it. Okay, for my gratitude, it is again getting back into running because I missed it and it sucks being sick. So I'm grateful that I can run again and I can breathe again because I'm not congested anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, that made me really happy. So that's my gratitude for this week.
Love that. Okay, this week I'm grateful for getting more opportunities to go out with these friends, even
Yes.
though it's not like a set group or anything. These like sporadic outings really make my life, my year, my month. So I'm just
Yes.
appreciative of them.
Every experience is a good experience. No, not every experience is a good experience, but every social experience is appreciated. I don't know. There are
Yes.
bad social experiences too, but yeah, you know
But
what?
you can always take something good out of them.
Yes. Okay, guys, let's get into the actual episode. But before we do that, as always, don't forget to follow us wherever you listen to your podcast. Leave us a rating and review if you haven't already. Share it with your friends, share it with your parents, share it with your sisters, brothers, cousins, share it with whoever you want, because Thanksgiving break is coming up, so we all are gonna have time on our head on our hands to listen to podcasts, so
Yeah.
why not, right?
Why not?
So let's get into our morning routines. Okay, I'm just gonna start with mine. The way we're gonna do this is I'm gonna say my perfect morning routine and then Gabby's gonna share hers just so it's easier for you guys to like get a whole picture of it.
Yeah.
And just keep in mind these are our like ideal morning routines. This is not how my morning goes most days, but this is how I'd like it to go, and how I'm trying to make it be. So yeah. Okay, so for starters, I already do this kind of like I at least try to do it is wake up an hour and a half before I have to leave the house. Sometimes it doesn't work. Sometimes I'm too tired and I snooze my alarm, but I really try to do that to have time to like have breakfast, get ready, do everything. And that's usually like 7:30-ish because I have class at 9 some days and 9:30 other days. So yeah. And then of course do like the basics, brush your teeth, my teeth, wash my face, which I've been trying to like do 60 seconds of washing my face every day because that's how I'm supposed to do it. Because if you just like wash it for like 10 seconds and rinse it, you're not really like letting your skin absorb the product and get really clean. So I've been trying to do that. Why did I say that like that? I've been trying to do that. Then ideally, I'd love to make my bed. I try to do this sometimes. Most of the times, it doesn't happen just because I'm usually late. So that is not a high priority of mine. But I would love to like make my bed so I come back to like a nice clean space. And then I actually take medication every day for my thyroid, so I have to wait 30 minutes to eat after I take that. So I would just like to like journal and do my to-do list in that time. So like I'm actually using that time for something useful. And journaling doesn't have to be something like, oh my God, like 3 pages of journaling. Could be just like a gratitude list or like my intentions for the day or whatever I want. Or even like if I had a dream or something stressing me out, just like getting it out of my brain. And then my to-do list, because I love to check that off. I do that every day. And then next would be getting dressed with calm, because ideally I would have picked my outfit the night before, so I just have to put it on, which I really try to do that. I at least always look at the weather the night before, so I had like at least an idea of what I could wear so I don't freeze or so I don't melt. And then I'd go to my like little vanity area and do my skincare and my light makeup routine. I love like a no makeup makeup look, so do that. And for skincare, I've been really focusing on hydrating and SPF. So I changed my SPF to the Super Goop No Show sunscreen, whatever it's called, and it's really good. Recommend. I also changed my moisturizer to the Inkeyless Water something moisturizer, forgot the name of it, but it's really good. I feel like the CeraVe one was giving me acne because heavier, so I changed that up and I feel like it's been working, so I love that for me. And then I've been obsessed with this one specific breakfast lately, which is just like the little like Hawaiian bread, which is just like potato bread, like those tiny breads, like tiny hamburger breads with an egg, cheese, and like usually like roast beef or ham or whatever I have, or like a sausage. It's really good. And I try to focus on high protein if I'm not running. If I am running, then I'll probably just have like toast and honey and a banana because carbs.
Me too.
But yes, we love. I'm actually like, I want to try oatmeal because I see a lot of people saying they eat that before they run. But the few times that I've had it, I just thought it was gross, disgusting. And I don't like the texture of it. But I will give it another try just because it's so like, it's cheap and it's practical and it's good for you. But it's literally disgusting. Like, even just the thought of it, I'm like, no. But I do want to try it again. And then I usually just like make breakfast slash eat breakfast, listening to like upbeat music. This is another thing like that is really important to me, because upbeat music just puts me in a good mood. I don't listen to sad music ever. I dislike that profusely. Like, ugh, no. And then I would like, if I'm on schedule by now, I would probably have like 15, 10 minutes before I had to leave. So I'd like wash the dishes, because that's something that like I want to do, but I usually don't have time to do. So wash my dishes that I use to make breakfast, tidy up my room, make sure like everything's in its place so I can come back to like a nice, clean, tidy room. Pack my
Love.
bag, which is literally just like my iPad and my water bottle, because that's all I take to class. Put on some perfume, of course, because why not? We want to smell good. Smell good, do good. But wait,
Feel
no.
good.
Smell good, look good, do good, feel good. Yes.
Love.
And then one of the most important parts is leave with plenty of time to go to whatever my destination is, because I hate to like speed walk, because I like when I'm late, I absolutely hate that. It ruins the whole mood of my morning routine. So like just being able to like walk calmly to wherever it is that I'm going makes my day, like starts my day off in the perfect way.
Not doing things like rushed makes the entire difference. It just makes you
Yes.
appreciate things more.
Yes. And then like, 'cause if you rush, you will most likely be like in a negative mindset.
Oh yeah, you're
Just
gonna be
because of that,
stressed.
because then you're gonna be stressed, you're gonna be sweating, you're gonna be uncomfortable. And then whenever you get to your destination, you're gonna be like breathing so hard and you're gonna have to like pretend you're not, which is always so embarrassing. So we don't want that.
Yeah. Love. I love your routine. I feel like it has like the perfect balance of just self-care and organization and just
Yes.
taking things slowly,
I
which
will
is the
actually try
best.
to like implement this tomorrow because my class is working a full time. I'm gonna have the time to do that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Love. Okay, let's get into my routine. My perfect morning routine is similar to the one I already have, which I'm very grateful for.
That is a privilege and an honor. Why am I talking like that? A privilege and an honor, Jesus.
but there's like a few things that I wish I could do, but I usually don't do. So let's get into it. First would be to wake up at 7:30 a.m. I wake up at 8 a.m., but I would like to wake up 30 minutes earlier because waking up at 8 is like the exact time that I have to do things. N not that I rush things, it's like the exact time that I have to do things relatively slowly, but I would like to like not have to even think about like, oh, I have until this time to do this, like just
Yeah.
live it. So I would like to wake up 30 minutes earlier, but I also, since I study at night, I end up going to sleep like at midnight or like 12:30, and I really appreciate the extra 30 minutes because now I pretty much only function if I have at least 7 hours of sleep. So yeah, let's see
Yeah.
how this goes. But kind of like a to add on to that, one thing that I already do and that I feel makes an entire difference is that when I wake up, I don't just linger in bed and like get on my phone and scroll through Instagram or something like that. Once my alarm goes off, like I don't even give myself the chance. Like I turn it off and I instantly like sit and get up and go. So this is good. I love that. I feel like it makes me just focus on myself and not just like instantly turn my brain on into like the thousands of informations that we get on our phones. So
Yes, that's
yay for
great.
that.
Yeah. Wait, I like that you want more time to like get ready and like do your morning routine, but also like 8 hours of sleep is pretty important. So
Yeah.
I don't know. You have to like
Lately,
weigh
I've become
the
like
pros and
dependent on it.
cons. Yeah,
Yes.
because women need more sleep than men. Like
Yeah.
it's proven. So 7 hours
For
is
sure.
good, but 8 hours is like ideal. Yeah.
Yes. Okay, then after I get up quickly off bed, I just go and wash my face because now I have a skincare routine. So I wash my face straight up. And it's good, helps me wake up, helps me feel like fresh. Love that. Then I go straight to the kitchen and I start to make my breakfast. My breakfast like changes because my like eating plan has like eight breakfast possibilities. So I go through them based on what I'm feeling in the morning, which is great. I love my options. I'm so happy with them. So it's a good time and I love doing that. I started to really enjoy just like cooking and everything food related. So it's a very like pleasurable moment for me.
Yes.
And I started to develop the habit of listening to a podcast while I'm doing those things. So like once I get in the kitchen, I choose a podcast episode to listen to. This is kind of like a recent add because I felt like I needed something to just like get me going. But I don't like go on Instagram or anything like that. I just go on Spotify, pick an episode, and like set my phone aside. Love. Then after I make my breakfast, this is like One of my favorite moments in the morning, I sit alone in my kitchen and I like contemplate life. I just like enjoy being alone with myself. So being alone with myself is kind of like an idiotic thing to say, but anyways, I just eat calmly, like enjoying every bite, enjoying some me time, and listening to the podcast episode if it's still on. I take my vitamins and I just like do it slowly. I just enjoy literally the little moment, like the little things. Like this moment makes my day. Okay, we love that. After I eat, something that I don't do, but I would like to do is to make my bed. I don't
You
tend to
don't do it? I feel like you
I
always
don't
have your bed made.
I always have my bed made, but I don't do it because there's a person who works here and comes here every morning and she
Oh,
like tidies the room.
the
So
privilege.
yeah. Anyways, so I don't usually make my bed because I know like she'll come right after I leave and she'll just like tidy things up. But sometimes I feel like just doing it, so sometimes I just do it even though she's gonna come in. But that's something that I would like to do. It feels like I've accomplished something in the morning. Makes my room look put together. Love.
But the fact that the bed is made still counts. Like, even if it's not you that does it, like, it's still good.
Okay, and then going back to what I already do, I pick out my gym outfit, which is always stressful but also fun.
Why is it stressful?
Oh, 'cause
I thought you were
like
gonna say, which is always so much fun.
I like to do it, but it's stressful because 99% of my leggings are transparent, so I have to
Oh.
like stress and think if they're gonna like what color of panties am I wearing, if I'm gonna have to switch panties to use that to wear that legging, and it's always awful. So yay.
Yeah.
But anyways, I get ready with time, like put my outfit on, do like a slick back bun.
We
If I'm
love.
looking really dead, I'll like use the residue of blush that's on my like
Brush.
brush. Holy shit. And I just like try to see if something comes out and makes me look a little bit more
That's me
alive.
every day because I usually don't have time to like go get the blush. So I just use the brush.
Yeah, and that's it. Like I get ready, I always take like a gym fit pic. It became kind of like a habit, but it's really like it's good for the self-esteem. I like it. It's kind of like a little habit. Then I go work out at 9 a.m. because that's the time that I'm allowed to get into the gym. So yeah, I work out at 9 a.m.
It
Usually
opens
leave.
at 9.
No, but like my annual plan, which is like cheaper, only allows me to go from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
What is the sense in that?
It's
Jesus.
like a
Okay.
student plan with like fewer benefits, you know,
Yeah.
but also
No, if
cheaper.
it's cheaper, then that's good.
Yeah.
You probably wouldn't be there at like earlier than 9, I don't
Yeah, like
think.
it's the only bad thing is like sometimes like I'm ready like at 8:40 and I would go if I could. Or also like there's a few like group classes that
Or
like
earlier.
yeah, they're
Yeah.
at like 7 a.m. and I can only go if they're like between 9 and 5 p.m.
I
So
was gonna say that would not work for me because is it between 9 and 6 or 9 and 5?
I think 9 and 5.
That would not work for me because I go like after 5. They
Yeah.
like strategically like put that time there.
For sure.
So you have to pay for like the time.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Okay, quick pause on my morning routine. I forgot to mention this on my recap, but you said that like you were freezing and the
Yeah.
contrast because here in Brazil, I've never felt like such amount of hotness in my life, but literally like the other day it was 39 degrees Celsius. 39.
That's
And
crazy.
like in Rio on Friday, the like thermal sensation was this was 60 degrees Celsius. Can you imagine
I
that?
know.
Like, I can't even fathom that. It's insane. Like, we're all dying. Like, literally, it's something that nobody's like surviving. Literally, we're all dying, and it's all we talk about. And I had to like comment on this contrast.
No, I know, because every time I call my dad, he's like, it's really freaking hot here. I'm like, yeah, I know. I've seen it.
It's insane. It's literally, I've never seen anything like this before.
He said it's
Anyway.
39. Right now it's 9. The contrast of 30 degrees.
No, honestly,
It's
this is
actually
crazy.
8 right now.
Oh my God, I wish. Okay. Anyway, sorry about the tangent. Let's go back to my morning routine. After I come back from my workout, also another comment. I usually after like my workout, I've already drank or try I try to drink two water bottles. So like
That's good.
one like during breakfast and one during my workouts, and then I have already 1 liter in the bag, which is great. Like, everyone, this is a reminder
Yeah.
for you to drink water and be more conscious of your water intake, because it makes like the entire difference. So
Yeah.
drink water.
I was gonna be
Okay.
like, one whole bottle during breakfast is crazy because my bottle's like really big. So I'd be like, that's. My bottle's like almost a liter, so yeah. But that's really good
Yeah, like
that
half a
you do
liter.
that.
Anyways. Okay. Get back from my workout. And then ideally I would shower straight away, but also there are a lot of days that I get super lazy to just get into the shower, so I chill a little bit and go on Instagram and procrastinate.
Yeah.
This is like the
Which is
reality,
human.
which is
Yeah.
human. But ideally I would just shower straight away and then get dressed with the outfit that I'll be going to college at night. Another thing that I don't do on my morning routine and that I would love to do daily is journaling, but also like I feel that I could totally do it, but then every time I think about it, I'm like, eh. I have
When you
moments.
start doing it, like, you want to keep doing it. So you just have to
Yeah.
start, even if it's just like, okay, like 5 things I'm grateful for, like
Yeah.
5 good
I
things that
have like
happened today.
my little phases. Like, there was a phase this semester that I was journaling every day. And also I was trying to kind of like get my mom into journaling and expressing gratitude. So I was kind of like journaling with her, and I was doing that like every day. And then now like I'll never do it. And that's the phase that like I'd probably only journal if something bad happened, which is,
Yeah.
we shouldn't do
Not,
that. Oh,
yeah.
like it's okay if you do it, but
It
we
is
should have the
okay.
habit of like
Yeah.
expressing gratitude. So
You don't
I
have to
should do
journal
it.
to do that. It's just like, I like
Yeah.
it. Yeah. I
Yeah.
feel
So
like the
like have it written
more
down.
put together my life is, the more I journal because I want to be like, I'm the shit. I did all this today. Like, I love myself because
Yeah.
I do a lot. I don't know.
Yeah. So
Yeah.
journaling is something that I would ideally do.
Yes.
And then last thing would be to just start working and organize my priorities for the day, see what I'm gonna start doing first, and just get going, get shit done, 'cause like the rest of the day is pretty much working and studying, so doing the best that I can with the time that I have.
Yes, we love. And I just want to say the only reason I didn't put working out in my morning routine is because I do it at night. So if you guys want to see an ideal night routine from us,
Yeah.
let us know. Even if you don't, we will most likely do it. Just because I don't know. So
Yeah. Okay. This is where we're gonna end today's episode. Hopefully you guys got inspired to add healthy habits to your
yes.
morning routine and
I
just
just
like,
got so excited to wake up tomorrow
yeah,
and
exactly,
do
to
this.
appreciate the little moments, just
Yeah.
to enjoy your morning routine or make it enjoyable if it's not for you. Yeah, so hopefully this inspired you. Please make sure to rate and review the podcast wherever you listen to it. It really helps us grow and reach more people like you. Also, follow us on our socials at seriouslynotserious.podcast on Instagram and at seriouslynotseriouspod on TikTok. And yeah, we always post motivational content and quotes and updates. And yeah, you should totally
follow us. And all the
us.
Good stuff. Yes,
all the good stuff. Us. So, yep. We hope you guys are having a great week, and we'll talk to you guys next week with a brand new episode.
Bye, guys.
Bye.